Exercise 4B, page 44.
Welcome back to Radio 10. A big congratulations to Adam, who won a meal for two at Luigi's Italian restaurant for sharing his worst dining experience with us yesterday. Today, listeners could win an amazing trip to Rome, where they will visit beautiful Vatican City. All you have to do is share a bad holiday experience you had with us. Earlier, we heard about Carol's disastrous trip to Bali. Now that was exciting. Okay, who do we have on the line next?
Hi there, my name's Mike.
Hi Mike. So, tell us, what's your story? Where did you go?
Well, when most people think about going on holiday, they think about going to a beach resort in Thailand or the Caribbean, or sightseeing in Europe. But my family are thrill seekers and prefer to do something different. Last year, we decided to go skydiving in Australia. But this year, we decided to have a winter holiday in Austria.
That sounds like fun. How exhilarating it must have been.
Well, it would have been, except that my alarm didn't go off on the morning of our departure, which meant we only had half an hour to catch our plane. On the way to the airport, our car broke down, and smoke began to pour out of the engine. Fortunately, a police car stopped and gave us a lift, so we made it to the airport on time. But then, at the check-in desk, we discovered that I had booked the flights for the day before. My family was so disappointed.
What an awful experience. Thanks for sharing that with us, Mike. Okay, we have another caller on the line. Hi, what's your name and story?
Hello, my name's Katie.
So, Katie, tell us your story.
Well, I'd been saving for this holiday for a while and was really excited because it was my first time travelling abroad. I had planned everything in advance, choosing a beautiful resort in Vietnam with a view of the sea. I would never have dreamt of travelling so far away, but my best friend had been there as a child and told me about how amazing the place was. And ever since then, I've wanted to go too.
Sounds good so far.
Well, the hotel was okay, even though the room was small, and the beach it overlooked was not that clean. Nothing like in the brochure. However, what nobody told me when I booked my holiday was how hot it was going to be in Vietnam. I had brought loads of sunscreen with me, but I still didn't avoid getting sunburnt.
What bad luck. Anyway, thanks for calling, Katie. Now we're still here for the next 2 hours taking your calls. After that, listeners can vote for their favourite story on our website. You've only got until midnight to vote, so don't wait until the morning. We will announce the lucky winner on tomorrow's afternoon programme.